We signed paragraph V yesterday. As Rabbeinu Bachil lists the four gidrei, the four essential elements of tshuva, the same four that Rav Sadia Gaon has. So for each of them, after presenting, defining, he then compares, or I'm not sure what the right word is, that are not the roim kozer ben bnei odot, right? Kshemar hachotel chaver hacharato mashachotelo hi asa siva chazaka limcholo. After presenting aziva, kmoze nire ben bnei odot, kikasha yimana hamevei lachaver mehaveya elav. The same for Bakoshas and Mechila, and the same too after he lists HaKabbalah Shal Yishna V'Chazeh Nira Ben Bnei Odom V'Kamuzeh Nira Ben Bnei Odom. And in each case, meaning what we see is that how the person who was wronged, the person who's the aggrieved party, In the presence of these, in response to these four elements, he'll be moved to vimocha. He'll think that it's appropriate to respond with machila. Okay, there's something very fundamental that's being reflected here. If you go back to Perek Shlishi, we'll be back in Shah Yichon. You go back to Perek Shlishi. So when the Chovas HaVavos presents the Shiva Dvarim, which are necessary preliminaries or axiomatic to tshuva. So let's briefly review. Harishon sheyeda gnos maaseh yediyah berurah. Ki im lo yisbar lazeh, lo titochen acharato mimenu olav. V'hasheni, sheyeda ofen roa maaseh gnuso, ki im lo yisbar etzlek maaseh roa mefalo inato lo yischar olav. V'hashlishi, sheyeda v'chiyav hagmul ol maasehu, כי לא ידע זה אין הצורך מביא על החברת עליו. הרביעי, שידע שהוא שומע לא בנכתב בספר אבנוסו, סקיפינג, כי אם יחשב כי הוא מופקר ואיננו שומע עליו לא יסחר את לא יבקש שמחיל לבו. והחמישי שידע באמס כתשוב האופן רפואס מדווי, סקיפינג, כי אם לא יסבר אצלו זה, יסייאש מקבל סבר יסברך ומרחמה ולא יבקש ממנו המחילה. There's a common denominator to all of them. The Chovas HaLevavos is focused with the exception of Hashvi'i, of the seven, again, axiomatic understandings, etc., with the exception of the seventh, they're all to arouse Harata. They're all needed to provoke a charata. In Perek Dalet, for each of the Gidrei HaTshuva, for each of the essential elements of Tshuva. Chavos says, Kazen Yer Ben Bnei Adam, that this, you, that this will move a person to be Mocha. Tshuva, about according to the Chavos HaVavos, is about the past. Tshuva is about the past. We commit a chait. Tshuva is rectifying the past. That's why he's so focused, so preoccupied, so honed in on the charata, on the mechila, because that rectifies, that sets straight the past. And the most sort of dramatic and extraordinary expression of this is in Perek Dalid, when he talks about Kabbalah Lahaba, so how does the Chavos HaLevavos teach the necessity of Kabbalah Lahaba as part of Tshuva? Aval HaKabbalah Shelo Yishna, so we would think, you don't need to teach that's Tshuva, right? That La'olam Eini Chazah Dadav Azeh, that, no, he teaches HaKabbalah Shelo Yishna, the teich of Kabbalah Haba is that the fact that there's a Kabbalah Haba reflects an understanding of how bad the mice in the past was. The Volchonos Alvaros the focus of tshuva is on the past. Umaya tshuva, hushi yazo vachot echeto, v'yisirenu mimachshavto, v'yigma b'libol shelo yaseho. Shenama yazo rosha darko, v'yishoven machshavosov. Again, in all the standard tfusim, this continues as halacha beis in the manuscripts. The Frankel edition indicates that it's a separate halacha. The Rambam continues, V'chein yisnachem al sha'avar, sh'nama ki achere shuvi nichamti, v'achere hivodi safakti al yarech. Well, what's the difference between, again, the way the Rambam writes it is V'chein Yisnachem. What would be if the Rambam hadn't written V'chein Yisnachem, but had written V'yisnachem? What's the difference in meaning? Moshe, what's the difference in meaning?
V'yisnachem would be going back on the previous part, that it's part of
V'yisnachem, A, B, C, right? Yazav v'cheta cheta, yisrenu v'chavta, yigma v'liba. Okay, I'm stopping now to quote a pasuk. V'yisnachem, it's one chain. It's another link in the chain. What's v'chein yisnachem mean?
It separates. It's
in addition to the tshuva. In addition to having to do this separately, that really needs to be a little bit modified, but at the moment it's totally correct. Separately, additionally, Yisnachem HaShava. And what's the proof text?
The pasuk.
Acharei Shuvi, not as part of my tshuva, but supplementary too. So for the Rambam, tshuva is about the present and the future. For the Chavos HaLevavos, tshuva is about the past. And again, that's why in Perek Gimel, everything is, you can't do tshuva because if you don't know it was bad, If you don't know speaking Lashon Hara is bad, you won't have Charata. If you don't know that what you did was Lashon Hara, you won't have Charata. If you don't know that the Sacha Va'onesh and Rachman Ritzlan were Asir Mitinis Adin for an Aveira that we don't do Tshuva, you won't have Charata. You won't have Charata. You won't ever have Charata. You won't have Charata. And again, the most obvious reflection of this is that he teaches Kabbalah Lahaba as that reflects what your perspective is on the past. And that stands in very, very sharp contrast. And Rav Sadyagon, you can't tell. Rav Sadyagon, he lists the same four. Rav Sadyagon is before the Chosel Lovers. He lists the same four as the Chosel Lovers, but you can't tell. You can't tell. But the Rambam is very clearly disagreeing with that. And the Rambam is saying, it's halacha l'maisa, again, everyone has, although halacha l'maisa, let's go back to Parak Aleph, halacha Aleph. Keta misvada. Yad love you there, Taluma Shalla Yoshua Lazahid, Lola, Shalama, Loma, Oda, Lohina, Lamasa, Yadena, Shabaha, Yuham Yosom, Mutsal, as well as Bussos of Lom and Yanus, Elu Shagama, the Libo, Akan, so Posuk. What didn't the Rama mention? Yeah, that's true. But what else did he mention? What didn't the Ram mention?
Did you do it?
Well, he, it's because I read that in an undertone at the end. I read it very softly, so it wasn't audible. But what doesn't the Ram mention? That's maybe the Yigma of the Libo. He doesn't mention that Kashas Mechila. He doesn't say Sefer Mitzvahs, just to put all the cards on the label, or all the swarms, as the case may be. But he does mention Sefer Mitzvahs, but he does not in the Yad. Chovas HaLavas, that's unimaginable. That the whole thing is about setting the past straight. That's why the Chovas HaLavas is so focused. Is so focused on the past. Again, that's the whole thrust of Perek Gimel and Perek Dalet. That's everything we've been seeing this week. The whole thing is he's focused on the past. The Rambam is focused on the present and future. By virtue of chait, so a person has to fix himself. Tshuva is about the present and the future. The essence of tshuva is the Kabbalah Haba. There's no way the Rambam would ever teach Kabbalah Haba as Osal Yediyaso Beroam Asehu. That's tshuva. Tshuva is to change. To be different, mikano lahaba. Oh, enachanam, you also need the charat. Enachanam, achrei shuvi nechamti. Maybe a different time to discuss exactly how it fits. But clearly, there's a profound difference in understanding and perspective here between the Chovas HaLavas and the Rambam.
How do Chovas HaLavas understand achrei shuvi nechamti?
I don't know. I'll have to review the broad context there in the sukkah. I don't know. Maybe the marshal is like this. The marshal for the Chovos HaLevavos would be. I don't know. You're playing catch with someone, and someone makes a wild throw, and breaks the neighbor's window. So what you have to be focused on is fixing the damage that making up for that recklessness. That's the mashal of the sabbos. Let's say a person, I don't know, recklessly, not recklessly, whatever, he breaks his leg. So what's pshat when he goes to the orthopedist? The pshat is that he's looking to make amends for the past? No. In the present and the future, he wants to heal. He wants to have a broken leg for the rest of his life. The focus is not on the past. The dogish chazak is okay. This is what I'm holding. I was climbing recklessly, and I wasn't careful on the ladder. Or whatever the person did, and as a result, I broke my leg. So I don't want to live life. I don't want to live life that way. As a Balmon.
Rebbe talks about Bosh for the Rambam being an integral part of Tshuva. Is it not a big part of cultivating that busha, looking at the past?
100%. Your question is very good. I should try to clarify and elaborate a little bit. But the Divi HaKol, the need for tshuva, is because of what happened in the past. But that, just as, whether I'm trying to set things straight with my neighbor for breaking their window, or whether I'm trying to set the broken bone in my foot straight, either way, I'm reckoning with the consequences of the past. But that notwithstanding, there's still a very profound difference between whether or not the emphasis is on the past or the emphasis is on the present or future. I don't know, you need to think more about the implications of this, but there's a profound difference here profound conceptual difference between the Cholos Havavos approach and the Rambam's approach. Rambam has in fact based on the Gimel. Kol mizvad v'dvam v'logamer b'liv l'azo, or is it d'amo l'tov l'sharet v'yada? If a person, he claps al chet, but he hasn't resolved not to repeat the chet. So the Rambam says, it's d'amo l'tov l'sharet v'yada. She'en ha'tfilah mo'ala such a yashlech ha'sharets. Yeah, tefillah can be mitaher, but not if one is oduk, not if one is holding tight onto the source of tumah. So vidui en acharami is an instrument of kapara, but not if one is holding holding tight to the source of to the chait. But why did the Rambam write kol mizvad b'dvarim? Right, there should have been two tziyurim that invalidate a vidui. One should be if he's lacking the future, the resolve about the future, and the other should be if he's lacking the remorse about the past. The Rambam is not mevatel that vidui. Again, is he missing something? Absolutely. Is it ma'akev yitachin? Yes. But there's a mikzas kiyum, even if a person can honestly tell the Rambam Shalom, you know, chazer v'chazer asisi, l'olam eni chazer l'dov v'zer, and he says that with sincerity, hagam, that he hasn't reached the stage of saying nichamti with sincerity. The Rambam is not mevatel that. There's a mitzvah kiyum there. I don't know exactly how that plays out in Dina Shemayim. Rosh Hashanah knows. But there's a mitzvah kiyum there. There's absolutely something essential missing. Ikor shel vidui includes nichamti uboshti. This isn't optional. It's not mitzvah and a mufka. But be'idach gisa, the Rambam has a mikzas kiyum. That's what halachic gimel signifies. And again, that's l'shitasa. That's another expression we're talking about. But the Rambam tshuva is about the present and the future. Yazav rosh adak, v'shalim rosh adosa. I'm not doing it now, and I have no intention of doing it. Tshuva is about present and future. Yes, there is a requirement. A requirement. It's not less than that. It's a requirement of l'sha'avar as well. But again, it's achrei shuvi nichamti, it's v'chein yisnachem. It's hard to imagine that the Cholos Halvavos, again, I think we discussed already how the Cholos Halvavos understands the Gemara and Tainus of Dom and Tov and Shavuot, we spoke about that. But the Cholos Halvavos couldn't recognize a miktsas kiyum where there's Kabbalah l'haba, but no Charat l'shava. Chalos Havavos would not have that. Would not have such. On the other hand, maybe the Chalos Havavos, I don't know if he would, he wouldn't. You know, but the Rambam isn't interested in the Charat l'shava alone. But he does affirm that there's a miktsas kiyum in mizvad v'dvarim v'gamer v'libo hagam that he has yet to be misnachem al sha'arim.